Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Well, it's come down to the final day of the high school baseball season and now the final game of the year for the Sabetha Blue Jays, who were hoping to be playing later today at 5:45 in the championship, but unfortunately fell earlier today in the 3A state semifinals. 7-6, they fell to Heston. Sabetha led 6-0 after two innings. Heston scored seven unanswered, including two runs at the bottom of the seventh to win it on a walk-off RBI single by Andrew Huxman. Heston winning 7-6, and thus Sabetha will have to settle for playing for third, and they'll take on the Humboldt Colts, or Cubs, I should say. They're 24-5. They lost to Wichita Trinity Academy about half an hour ago by a final of 5-2. Sabetha, it will be Ike Tramp on the hill, and for Humboldt, Cole Mathis. Tramp, 4-1 on the season, ERA 2.78. He's thrown 32 2/3 innings, has a fastball and what Coach Hamilton calls a spinner. Cole Mathis, the starting pitcher for Humboldt. He's 6-1 on the season, ERA a sparkling 1.15 and 47 strikeouts. Humboldt, 24-5 on the season, 16 players on the roster, 9 seniors, 2 juniors, 2 sophomores, 3 freshmen. They won in regional play over Prairie View 10-3. Regional semifinals took 10 innings to get by Iola 3-2 and then won the regional final 6-4 over Burlington. Yesterday, they defeated the 7-seed Russell Victoria in the first round of the state tournament in Manhattan 10-3 and then lost to Wichita Trinity Academy, as I said a little while ago here today, by a final of 5-2. This is their 8th state tournament appearance in school history. They finished 4th in 2023. It's their 7th appearance in 15 years under head coach Mike Miller, who has over 250 wins to his credit. Humboldt best finished 3rd in 2009-2019. They're from the Tri-Valley League, their 4th straight league title this year. School colors black and orange. 9 seniors on this Humboldt baseball team. Sabetha, meanwhile, has only 11 players total. 3 seniors, 2 juniors, 4 sophomores, 2 freshmen. The Blue Jays 17-13, winning over Jeff West, the 1 seed yesterday, 2-0, behind a fantastic pitching performance by Mitchell Kramer, a complete game 4-hit shutout. Went 13-7 at Big East League. And then the Blue Jays falling earlier today in the state semifinals, 7-6. Cubs are taking the field, so let's go ahead and set the lineups for you. For Sabetha, batting first and playing center field is senior Kyler Winger. Reed Mitchell, a junior, will be the catcher and bat second. Batting third and playing shortstop, senior Mitchell Kramer. Batting the cleanup spot, the third baseman, sophomore Jayden Meyer. Sophomore Ike Tramp is the starting pitcher. He'll bat fifth. Batting sixth and playing second base, freshman Colin Montgomery. Playing left field, batting at seventh, sophomore Curtis Fitzgerald. Junior Cole Minold will be the right fielder and bat eighth. And Isaac Harder, the senior, will be a first baseman here today as he pitched the entire game earlier against Heston. Went 6 3rd, allowed 9 hits, 7 runs, 5 earned, 3 walks, and 4 strikeouts in that ballgame. So it's Kyler Winger, Reed Mitchell, Mitchell Kramer, Jayden Meyer, Ike Tramp, Colin Montgomery, Curtis Fitzgerald, Cole Minold, and Isaac Harder, the batting order for Sabetha. Pitcher for Humboldt is Cole Mathis, 6-1, as I said, ERA 1.15, 47 Ks. His defense, Jacob Harrington is the catcher, Colton Cook, first base, Mason Sterling, second base, shortstop Blake Ellis, third base, Kyler Isbell. Left fielder is Colton Hansen, center fielder Logan Page, a very good athlete. Nasher Hart will not bat, but he'll play right field. He's one of the 9 seniors for the Humboldt Cubs. The Cubs in their black and white pinstripe jerseys and pants. So the black jersey, black pants with white pinstripes, Humboldt on the front in white outlined in orange, and the black caps with the orange Cub logo on the front of the cap. First pitch to the leadoff man, Kyler Winger, misses for a ball. Sabetha in the navy blue tops with the gray pants, the blue stripes down the side of the pants, white numerals, white lettering, have the gray caps with the navy blue bill. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, 2-0 the count. Fouled straight back by Winger, 2-1. Kyler against Heston earlier today, 0 for 2 with 2 runs scored, hit by a pitch twice. And we're going to, when we have the opportunity, as Mathis kicks and deals, fouled straight back, 2 and 2 the count, we're going to go back to what took place in the seventh inning earlier today and a couple of situations that we want to clean up a little bit, really just a little bit more explanation, as it was a kind of interesting ending to the game. It was a normal walk-off single by Andrew Huxman as the ball's fouled straight off again by Winger, 2-2 still. But we want to go back to the obstruction interference call that allowed the tying run to score to make it 6-6 in the bottom of the seventh in that state semifinal. There's a breaking ball in for a called third strike. Winger strikes out looking. So one down. And that brings up Reed Mitchell. Reed had two of Sabetha's three hits in the semi against Heston in line drive and under the glove of the diving shortstop. Trying to make a play to his left is Blake Ellis. And Reed Mitchell has three of Sabetha's four hits today. He had two of the three in the state semifinal. As Sabetha was up 6-0, two in the first, four in the second, 6-0 over Heston after two innings. Did not get a single hit or run the rest of the game. Went scoreless and hitless the final five innings against Heston's relief corps. So Mitchell continues to swing a hot bat. Coming in, hitting .433, leads the team in batting average. Here's Mitchell Kramer stepping in. Fastball misses outside, ball one. Kramer, the complete game, seven-inning, four-hit shutout over Jeff West yesterday. Five Ks and a walk. He's a senior, leads the team in on-base percentage of .555. 31 ribbies, 3 home runs, 4 triples, 9 doubles. Takes this one low and in the dirt, gets away from the catcher, but runner could not advance. Mitchell 2 for 4, 2 runs scored in the loss to Heston earlier today in the semis. So Mitchell over at first with 1 out. Mitchell Kramer takes a fastball outside for a ball, 2-0. 325 down the left field line, 320 down the right field line here at Thornton Family Stadium. And this fastball just missed outside, ball four. Mitchell advances to second, and Mitchell Kramer's aboard with the base on balls. That brings up Jayden Meyer. Jayden Meyer, sophomore, had a two-run double earlier today in the semis. Had a defensive web gem to rob the Heston catcher of a hit. Now a pop-up, right side foul territory behind first base, making the catches, the first baseman, Colden Cook. So Meyer out on one pitch on the pop-up to first base, makes it two down with two on, and here is Ike Tramp. Be interesting to see how Sabetha handles this. You know, disappointing loss. You're up 6-0 after two innings. It was early, but up 6-0. Normally, of course, you figure you will close that game. Instead, Heston came back to win it. Wanted to walk off single in the bottom of the seventh. Scored 7 unanswered. Out of the stretch, Mathis brings it home. Big cut, no contact for Tramp. Ike hitting 309 on the season. Was 0 for 4, struck out 3 times against Heston. Yesterday, 0 for 3, but had a defensive web gem himself, preventing a run to score for Jeff West in the bottom of the first inning, which is a key play in the win for Sabetha, 2-0. That pitch missing, 1-1. Check of the runners. Fastball. Right down the pipe. One ball and two strikes with two outs. Runners first and second. Ike Tramp. Right-handed batter in the box. 375 to the left and right center power alleys and 390 to straightaway center. Here at K-State's baseball field that is home to the 3A High School Baseball Day Tournament. 2-2 the count. The pitch fouled off at the plate by Tramp. We'll do it again. So once again, we have opportunity. We'll go over a couple of things there with the call by the umpire that allowed the tying run to score. Swing and a miss at a fastball just a bit outside. And Tramp goes down swinging. So two strikeouts for Cole Mathis. A single, a walk, two runners left on base. At the end of half an inning, it is Sabetha nothing. And Humboldt coming up in this 3A state, a third-place state game here for Manhattan. This is High School Baseball, 92.1 KMZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your home could be your largest investment.
Auto liability claims could also be costly. Large ticket items deserve special attention, and that's what you get at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They take the time to learn about your home, auto, and other toys, explain coverages available to you, and quote multiple carriers to get you the best value. Plus, you might qualify for technology credits. Call them today, 785-284-7611. That's Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
Coperion of Sabetha develops innovative solutions and products for various challenges in the plastics, plastics recycling, chemical, battery, food, pharmaceutical, and mineral industries. And they want to wish the Sabetha Blue Jays best of luck at the state tournament.
Scobie Bros of Sabetha, where promoting your business is their business. Scobie Bros is your premier source for branding solutions, providing corporate apparel and merchandise. Visit them online at scobiebros.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gershner back with you from Thornton Family Stadium here on the campus of Kansas State University here in the Little Apple. Bottom of the first, Humboldt's batting order. Blake Ellis, a senior, will lead off. He plays short. Second baseman Mason Sterling, a junior, bats second. Batting third and playing first base, senior Colden Cook. Cole Mathis, the starting pitcher, a senior, bats fourth. Batting fifth and playing center field, senior Logan Page. At the hot corner, third base, batting sixth, playing third base, as I said, a senior, Kyler Isbell. Freshman Colton Hansen plays left field, bats seventh. Avery Works, a senior, is the DH, batting eighth. Catcher Jacob Harrington, a senior, batting ninth. So it's Blake Ellis, Mason Sterling, Colton Cook, Cole Mathis, Logan Page, Kyler Isbell, Colton Hansen, Avery Works, Jacob Harrington, the batting order for Humboldt. They'll face Sabetha right-handed pitcher Ike Tramp. Ike, a sophomore, ERA 2.78, 4-1 his record, 32 and two-thirds innings pitched, has a fastball and a spinner, as Coach Hamilton likes to call it. Coach Hamilton, head coach, his fifth year with Sabetha, record 83-40, assisted by Dustin and Joe Gruber. The Sabetha defense, Curtis Fitzgerald in left field, Kyler Winger in center, Cole Minold in right, Isaac Carter at first, Colin Montgomery at second, Mitchell Kramer at short, third base is Jaden Meyer, and behind the plate again is junior Reed Mitchell. Ike Tramp, a right-handed pitcher, to face Blake Ellis, starting shortstop, the leadoff man who leads the team with 42 runs scored. Pops one up right side, and Munnell trying to defend the sun and also trying to catch the ball. He had to put his glove up in front of his eyes there for a moment to block the sun playing in right field. And Munnell, who had a web gem of his own, sparkling defensive play to rob a hit against Levi Flaming Heston earlier today, had the range to his right, deep in the right center alley, and leapt into the air, caught it over his left shoulder, and then did a little forwards tumble to the ground, held onto the ball. It was a great play by Minold, who's been very, very solid all year long, and especially in the state tournament out in right field. First pitch, a strike to Mason Sterling, junior second baseman for the Cubs. And the pitch misses outside, 1-1. Cubs with the white batting helmets, orange batting gloves, orange stripes on the side of the black and white pinstripe pants, black and white pinstripe jerseys with the white numerals and the white lettering on the front outlined in orange. Their school colors, black and orange. Swing and a miss, 1-2. Tramp delivers. Wow. Reed Mitchell, I don't know where that pitch was. Reed Mitchell thought it was strike three. Went to throw down to third base for the around the horn situation, and the umpire apparently did not think it was a strike. Two balls, two strikes now. Fouled off, straight back. Humboldt, eight seniors that start in this game, a junior and a freshman. They have nine seniors on their roster. A 2-2 pitch, missing a little bit low and outside, ball three. Humboldt's won four straight league titles. They're making their seventh state appearance in 15 years under Mike Miller. They were third in 2009 and 2019, fourth in the last appearance in 2023. This is their eighth appearance overall. This one popped foul to the right, now to play. Mitchell comes over, takes a look, but to no avail. Sabetha, 17-13, 13-7 in the Big East League. Knocked off the one seed yesterday, and now a cold strike three on the outside corner. Nice pitch by Tramp, able to send Sterling down looking. So two down, and here's Colden Cook. For Sabetha, this first time they've been in a third-place game in their baseball program history. They were day champs in 18 and 19. They lost in the first round each of the last 3 years. This is their sixth appearance in 8 years of baseball. Of course, 2020, there was no season due to COVID. So 6 day tournament appearance in 8 years, not a bad situation. Here's a line drive over the second baseman's head and a right center. So a two out base knock, a single for Colden Cook, who's hitting .397 with 26 RBIs. Brings up Cole Mathis, senior pitcher, hitting .420. 21 ribbies and 30 runs scored. Now, if you make state 75% of the time, you're going to have your chances to win state titles. So that's the winning back-to-back titles, 18-19. First round exits last 3 years, then a win yesterday to get to the semis, and then three outs away from making it to the state championship game. They led 6-5 going to bottom of seventh, but Heston scored two to walk it off and win 7-6. Swinging and miss at a pitch low. 0-1 to Cole Mathis. Runner taking his lead at first. Tramp comes home, swing and miss at a breaking ball. And it's 0-2. Isaac Harder went the entire 6 1/3 in the semis against Heston. Threw about 95 pitches. The 0-2 pitch is fouled straight back. Championship game later tonight, 5:45. Heston 18-6 in their first ever state baseball championship contest to take on Wichita Trinity Academy, who lost in the finals a year ago to Hayden. Hayden moved up to 4A this year. This pitch wide and gets by Mitchell. Wild pitch. Cook advances to second. Tramp just a sophomore. That's a team with 11 players and some young talent. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string for the final out of the inning. So Tramp looks pretty sharp. Works around the two-out single at the end of one. No score in the third-place game between Sabetha and Humboldt. This is state baseball from the 3A state tournament in Manhattan on 92.1 KMZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
For custom garages, cheap steel buildings, or large implement storage buildings, talk to the guys at Edelman's on Highway 75 in Sabetha. They'll help you get your building planned and built to your specifications. Call Edelman's in Sabetha today.
The management and employees at Extra Tech in Sabetha cheer on the Sabetha Blue Jays and congratulate them on all their hard work and dedication. Extra Tech is also proud to be a part of the network of manufacturers located in Sabetha.
When it comes to real estate in Northeast Kansas, it's not just about buying and selling, it's about people. At Rolling Hills Realty, we believe every client deserves a partner who listens, understands, and truly cares. With a deep understanding of the local market and a genuine passion for connecting with folks from all walks of life, we make the process feel less like business and more like a conversation with a trusted friend. Whether you're searching for a new place to call home or ready to move on to your next chapter, we're here to help on your terms at your pace. Visit RollingHillsRealty.com to see the latest listings and find out how Rolling Hills Realty can help you feel right at home.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Colin Montgomery, Curtis Fitzgerald, Cole Minhold, and by gets on Isaac Harder for Sabetha in the top half of the second, third place game at the 3A state tournament. Sabetha and Humboldt both winning yesterday, both losing the semis earlier today. Humboldt lost to Wichita Trinity Academy 5-2. Sabetha losing 7-6 to Heston. There's mixed feelings by a lot of people about third-place games. Should you have them? Should you not have them? It's just missed outside from Mathis to Colin Montgomery. Montgomery did not play yesterday. Was 0-3 with a walk against Heston. Takes this pitch for a ball, 2-0. Montgomery, a left-handed batter. Only freshman in the lineup for either team. A pitch called a strike, 2-1. Coming sidearm is Mathis, and just missed a little bit low. 3-1 the count. 75 degrees at first pitch as Montgomery flares one out to the shortstop, who goes deep in the hole, makes the catch. A soft flare to the shortstop for the first out. Here is Curtis Fitzgerald, sophomore. Curtis was 0-for-3 with a walk against Heston. Right-handed batter with a red barrel bat. Navy blue batting helmets for Sabatha. Big cut, no contact from Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald was involved in that interesting play. Ground ball, backhanded by a shortstop, throw across on a hop off the field turf. It's snagged by first baseman Cook. 6-3 goes the put out, and Fitzgerald is retired on the grounder to the shortstop. Cole Minold, a junior, stepping in. We talked about how he's been outstanding defensively in right field. He was 0-for-2 with a run scored, hit by a pitch, stole a base. And he hits a pop-up right side behind first, just out on the outfield grass or green turf. And it is caught by the first baseman, Cook. So Sabatha goes down quietly in their half of the second. To the bottom of the second we go. No score in this third-place contest from Manhattan High School Baseball right here on 92.9 KMZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Sabatha Dental, they know that the last thing you want to think about is going to the dentist, even when you're in pain and need to go now. That's why Dr. Betsy Tedman and Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer are the right choice for you. Whether you need a major tooth overhaul or a checkup, Sabatha Dental has professional, friendly atmosphere with highly trained staff that will put you at ease. Sabatha Dental offers hometown dentistry with the precision touch. No insurance? No problem. Single and family memberships are available. Trust your teeth to Dr. Betsy Tedman and Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer at Sabatha Dental.
Don't live in pain. Simpson Chiropractic in Sabatha combines traditional chiropractic with computerized spinal correction to relieve pain, improve balance, posture, and strengthen the spine. Call Simpson Chiropractic in Sabatha at 284-2205.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Clay Grisham back with you here at Kansas State University. Powercat logo behind home plate on the field turf. K-State in purple outlined in white. Between the Humboldt dugout to my left and the third baseline, and Wildcats in purple outlined in white. Between home plate and first base foul territory in front of the Sabatha dugout to my right. And you have the big KS in purple outline in white in center field. Hack Tramp back out for his second inning of work. Struck out a couple, allowed a single to Cook in the first. Logan Page steps in, inning 403, 33 ribbies, 32 runs scored, 14 doubles. Left-handed batter against the right-handed pitcher Tramp, and he ropes one right at the first baseman Harder, who makes a catch at his waist, ranging to his right. Hit on a button, but Page, tough luck, right at Harder. One down, and here's Keller Isbell. Hey, by the way, Silver Lake Frontenac Softball Championship in Class 3 in Topeka will have it for you on 96.9 The Pulse, our sister station out of Topeka. As this ball is spanked in the right center for a base hit by Keller Isbell. Second hit of the game for Humboldt. Valley Falls playing on KNZA for the boys' championship later tonight. Oskaloosa girls in 2-1A out of Pratt will be on 93.7 Care Country as they're playing for a championship at 2-1A softball. Valley Falls baseball playing for a championship. Riverside girls lost to Frontenac earlier today by run rule 11-0. So Riverside girls softball playing for third place as we speak in Topeka on 103.9 KNZA. But once again, Silver Lake Eagle softball fans, it's on 96.9 The Pulse around 5 o'clock tonight from Topeka. Silver Lake lost in the championship a year ago. Pitch called a strike. 0-2 to Colton Hansen, freshman left fielder, with Isabel over at first, reached on a single. We got three teams playing for championships from the listening area. Big swing, nothing but air for Colton Hansen. He strikes out. That is the third strikeout for Tramp. Here's a designated hitter, Avery Works, one of nine seniors on the team. Right-handed batter wearing number 20. He has a black batting helmet with orange stripes. Low roller, shortstop Kramer. He charges, throws on the run, and stretching is harder to make the catch for the third out. So Tramp, quick work of Humble in the bottom of the second. After two, no score from Manhattan. This is high school baseball, KMZA 92.1 and the Embassy Sports Radio Network.
Livestock markets can be unpredictable. Lock in record high cattle prices today with an LRP policy with Sailor Insurance. Livestock risk protection is subsidized by the USDA. You don't have to be a market expert. Take advantage of this simple and easy to use tool. Rest easy knowing you have a safety net for your livestock prices and that premium payment isn't due until after the policy endorsement ends. For more information and to establish LRP coverage, contact Sailor Insurance and talk to Mindy and Seneca or Brian and Sabetha.
Sailor Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
C&K Service in Sabetha wants to help you maintain your vehicle at its highest level of performance. Find out the many ways at their easy-to-navigate website, cktireservice.com. Real pricing on name-brand tires are at your fingertips. View current promotions for more savings and request a quote. All services are listed for your convenience at cktireservice.com. Schedule your appointment online or call 284-2694. That's 284-2694. C&K Service on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha, helping you get there safely.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Left-handed batter Isaac Harder stepping into the box. He'll lead it off, the number nine hitter for Sabetha. And then back to the top with Kyler Winger and Reed Mitchell. Anybody gets on Mitchell, Kramer. Two innings in the books in this third-place game from the 3A state tournament. Sabetha, no runs, one hit, no errors. Humboldt, the Cubs, no runs, two hits, no errors. As taking a pitch for a ball outside is Harder. Harder, a senior, 21 RBIs, four stolen bases. He was 0 for 1 with a run scored against Heston in the semis. He was hit by a pitch and scored. He walked, and he grounded into a 4-6-3 double play. Pitch outside, 2-0. Mathis brings it home. Fastball at the waist. Called a letter high strike, 2-1. Outfield playing straight away. Infield, regular depth. This one fouled straight back by Harder. Count even, two balls and two strikes. Mathis rocks and fires. Swing and a miss. Great pitch by Mathis on the outside edge of home plate, and swinging right through it is Harder. The one down. Mathis with his third strikeout. Here's Kyler Winger, struck out looking in the first as this game cruises along. Swing and a miss, 0-1. In regards to third place games, you know, Sabetha, that so disappointing to have a 6-0 lead and then lose 7-6 and not go to the championship game. What's their mental state coming in this one? I think that it's either good or bad, depending on how you look at it. They had a couple hours to regroup and get ready for the third place game. You could argue you want to go right back out there and get that bad taste of losing out of your mouth. So whichever way you want to spin it, the 1-1 popped up to the left of home plate. Come over the catcher to snag it and make a nice catch is Jacob Harrington. So Winger pops up for out number two. Personally, my opinion, if you want it, is that I think it's probably better to have some time to digest the loss, clear your head a little bit, and then come back a few hours later, preferably maybe a day later like you do in state basketball. But baseball, softball, you got to come right back sometimes. State volleyball, you could turn around about 15, 20 minutes after you have a disappointing loss in the semifinals and play for third instead of the championship. This pitch misses a ball, the 1-0 now, popped up straight behind home plate and behind us and over the press box. Proponents of third place games say it gives your seniors another chance to go out with a win. It gives you another chance to end with a win. You don't end the year with a loss. And all of those points are true. As this is sprayed opposite field, but right at the left fielder, Colton Hanson, he makes the out. 1-2-3 down in order go the Blue Jays. But you could come back and say, yeah, but you also could end your season or your senior year with back-to-back losses. So You make your own judgment. There is no wrong or right answer. To the bottom of the third, no score. Sabathia and Humboldt here on 92.1 KMZA, MSC Sports Radio Network.
Main Street Auto Supply in Sabathia takes pride in being your locally owned supply store for all your auto parts needs. Competitive pricing and personal service are always a priority at Main Street Auto Supply. Stop in and see Miles and let him help you find what you need. Or if it's not in stock, he can get it right away for you. Main Street Auto Supply, 810 Main Street in downtown Sabathia. Open 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. weekdays and Saturdays until noon.
For more than 30 years, cattle producers have trusted the craftsmanship and dependability of Hydrobed for their feeding operations. Coupled with the industry-leading 5-year structural warranty, each 30 Series Hydrobed is backed by a lifetime warranty on the bell loading arms. Maximize your feeding resources with the integration of a Hydra feeder with your Hydrobed. The Hydra feeder is available in a 1,200 or 1,800 pound capacity with your choice of hydraulic or electric drive. For more information on the Hydrobed or Hydra feeder, contact Triple C in Sabathia, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sophomore Ike Tramp back on the mound for his third inning of work. All goose eggs so far, no score. Sabathia has batted three times. They've been down in order twice. And Humboldt with a couple of hits, but nothing to show for it thus far against Tramp. It's Jacob Harrington, the number nine hitter. Then back to the top, Blake Ellis and Mason Sterling. Anybody gets on, Colden Cook or Humboldt. So back to the semifinal game earlier today between Heston and Sabathia. It was 6-5 going into the bottom of the seventh inning, if you recall. And leadoff man reached on a single, and then there was a pinch runner or courtesy runner for the pitcher as the pitch misses outside for a ball. So Cason Landis came in the run at first base. Keegan Shelight, base hit to the opposite side over the second baseman's head, has a swing and a miss on a fastball, 1-1. So I made it first and second with nobody out. So there was a force play at third, could have turned two, but the tying run was at second. The game-winning run was at first. This pitch just misses from Tramp, 2-1. So you had first and second, nobody out, bottom of the seventh, so that's leading 6-5. And Brody Curran, one of their better hitters, as this one's fouled off at the plate, 2-2. Curran hit a scalder right at Jayton Meyer. Jayton Meyer had been tremendous all game long. I said he had been gold glove defense, had an amazing dive to his right, threw from his knees, a gun down on Heston player earlier in the game, as here's a ground ball foul down the third base line. Remains 2-2. And I'm sure Meyer was thinking, okay, hey, I've got a force play, get the lead runner at three. So I field it, I go to three, to the bag, or you could just tag the runner coming from second to third possibly, because you got to get that lead runner. That's the most important one, because he was a tying run, or represented a tying run. Curran absolutely blistered the ball. As this pitch, a called strike on the corner, down looking is Harrington. And that's the fourth strikeout for Tramp. So, the ball was blistered at Meyer. Meyer got a glove on it, but it got through his legs and into left field. And then Meyer, I think, started to go towards third in case he might have to cover on a throw in. And the runner from second, Landis, as the pitch is in for a strike to Blake Ellis, who flew out the right, a shortstop for Humboldt in the first. And so the runner at second, Landis, with good speed, they were going to send him home. On the base hit by Curran, that got through the legs of Meyer. Fastball high and outside. So, it deflected a little bit in the left field, and the third base catcher, Heston, was waving his runner to come home to try to tie the game. And it would have been interesting to see what kind of play we had at the plate, if everything was clean. But what happened was, as the pitch misses for a ball, 2-1, Meyer was run into by Landis, the runner. But Landis has a right to getting to the base if a defensive player is in his way, in his baseline or base path. And so, as the pitch misses 3-1, so Landis did the smart thing, or ended up being a smart thing, because it worked out for him and Heston, as the 3-1 pitch is in for a strike 3-2 to Ellis. Landis ran into Meyer, whether you want to say he did it on purpose or not, he has a right to the base. So he was knocked to the ground by Meyer, as here's a laser right up the middle off the club of Tramp and in the center field, gobbled up there by Winger. One out single hit hard up the middle there by Blake Ellis. Third hit of the game for the Cubs. They have one in each inning. Brings up Mason Sterling, junior second baseman, strikeout looking in the first. So in that situation, the runner was going to go home. He runs in the third baseman. He fell completely down to the ground. He didn't just kind of get bumped off his path, did Landis, nor did he just kind of slow down and try to go around the third baseman. But he ran into the third baseman, on purpose or not. So he hit the ground, as there goes the runner from first, and the throw is wide left in the center field, but backed up, stolen base for Ellis. So then, after he hit the ground, the third base coach still sent the runner home, even though he was knocked down or ran in third baseman prior to getting the third base. Fitzgerald, the left fielder, Sabetha, charged the ball, fired it in the home, as this pitch is high. And the runner, Landis, I saw him just hesitate a nanosecond between third and home because he saw the throw was in front of him and plenty of time to get him out. And I think he was thinking instinctively, go back to third, but his coach had waved him home. Swing and miss at a fastball. 1-2. So Landis, after getting knocked to the ground or running into a third baseman and falling to the ground, he comes around third, waved home, and he is gunned down at the plate. But you knew right away, I think everybody in the stands that saw what happened, is that they were kind of probably having an obstruction interference call. But what will the umpires do? And so the home plate umpire, that pitch misses 2-2. Home plate umpire called Landis out at the plate as there's a called strike three on Sterling. He goes down looking for the second time today. That's his second out of this third inning with a runner at second. But here is Colden Cook, hitting 397, a senior first baseman steps in. He singled in the first. So Landis was thrown out at home after he fell down or was knocked down or ran into the third baseman. This pitcher called strike. 0-1. Home plate umpire called him out as he was thrown out at the plate and then looked to the infield umpire, and they ruled that there was indeed obstruction interference on the third baseman for Sabetha, which was the right call. As there's a ground ball, slow chopper, the shortstop. Great play by Kramer, coming off the back. Harder makes the catch and tags the runner, coming down the first baseline to get Cook for the third out of the inning. Nice play by Kramer over to Harder, who makes a similar play that yesterday Tramp made at first to save a run against Jeff West. So, no runs. There was a hit. No errors. One left on base. We'll go ahead and keep it here because I want to finish the explanation because Sabetha fans are at home maybe wondering a little bit about it or if other people telling you certain things. I'm going to give you an accurate description of what took place because I'm sure we didn't have a chance to really kind of put a bow on all of it in the post game as much as we might have liked. So we'll keep it here at the end of 3-0 score. So Landis was thrown out of home plate. And then they talk to the infield umpire. He says there's obstruction and interference. That part was absolutely the right decision. But here's the part that we weren't able to get into during the postgame show, is that all that the obstruction interference does is it allows Landis, it entitles him to third base. He gets that base automatically. But what complicates things and what Curtis Hamilton, the head coach of Sabetha, was arguing was how do you know he would have scored? Because I'm pretty sure the third base coach for Heston thought that his runner was going to get home, awarded a home no matter what, so sent him anyway, even though he's thrown out by quite a bit. But he was knocked to the ground or fell to the ground running at third baseman. That takes valuable time. So had he was running full speed, he doesn't run into anybody, he turns a corner at third, would he score? That's the question the umpire has to ask, as there is a strike thrown to Mitchell Kramer, senior shortstop who walked his first time up, and he takes this one on the outside edge. He's down 0-2. Because even though there's obstruction interference called, that does not grant you home plate. It just grants you the base, the next base, the base that you did not get to yet as the pitch is in the dirt. And the reason I'm explaining this is because I talked to a couple umpires after the game and they gave a little more clarification. So Landis was only going to get third base with an obstruction call. If his coach would have held him at third, nothing would have happened other than they would have called obstruction interference, but he would have stayed at third as the pitch misses outside of fastball. But the question home plate umpire has to decide, because once the runner got past third and the third base coach sent him home, that's at his own risk. As Kramer's tied up, did he go? Yes, he did, and he strikes out on the check swing, does Kramer, for the first out of the inning. And so that was the question. The home plate umpire, if he thinks that the runner would not have scored, if he thinks the runner would not have scored without running in the third baseman, he could stick with the call at home plate. He cannot just send him back to third and ignore the guy being thrown out at home plate. He can't do that. He has to either decide the guy's safe because he would have scored. There's a ground ball right back to the pitcher who knocks it down. Mathis throws the first in time to retire Jayton Meyer on the ground ball back to the pitcher. So the home plate umpire has to decide, would he have scored anyway had he not been interfered with? And a home plate umpire made the judgment that he would have scored had he not been knocked down or run into the third baseman. So he granted the run. You don't send him back to third because he chose to go past third and go home. Did the runner as a pitch to strike to Tramp. Actually a ball, a little low, 1-0. So that was a risky play by Heston to send him anyway, because if the home plate umpire says, listen, I don't think he would have scored had he not been interfered with, the call at home plate on the out would have stood. So to summarize, because of stretch interference, the runner gets the base that he did not get to yet, which would have been third, but he's not entitled to home plate. And I think the third base coach thought he was going to get it anyway, sent him. He was thrown out by about four steps, but he probably lost four steps because he ran into the third baseman. Thus, obstruction or interference. Thus, the home plate umpire says, listen, you were going to score anyway. Without the interference, you would have scored. Thus, the out is overruled at home plate, and you are getting the run due to interference obstruction. So it's described to me as a judgment call by the home plate umpire. It was a risky play for Heston to send him and get gunned down despite the interference, because there's no guarantee they knew they were going to get the run to count. So that tied the game as Tramp walks, and here's a fastball inside to Colin Montgomery. The two down. And a runner at first is Ike Tramp. So that tied the game at six. It just misses outside to Montgomery, who popped up the shortstop in the second. So that tied the game. And then the runners were at first and third for Heston. The game-winning run at third after that obstruction interference call. There was a pop-up, and then Huxman hit a line drive single through the hole to the left side for the walk-off game-winning run, and Heston won 7-6. So I know that's a long explanation of what took place, but I learned a little bit something new, because the runner going around third, despite being interfered with, was advancing at his own risk. He was not going to get home plate automatically. He was only going to get third base automatically. Had he rounded third base and ran into the third baseman, then he would have been given home the next base because of structure interference. So, once again, do you think he would have scored had he not been knocked down? I think he probably would have, but we'll never know, and it's a tough call for an umpire, tough spot to be put in. That pitch is low for ball four on a 3-2 pitch, and Montgomery walks, back-to-back walks, with two down. So, and then Curtis Hamilton, the other thing that he was arguing about, from what I was told, was that the runner seeked out Meyer and ran into him on purpose. And I think that's very possible, as Mathis brings it home and fouls straight back by Curtis Fitzgerald, ground out the short in the second, he's 0-1. But at the same time, it's a smart play to do that, especially if you're going to get the call. And like I said, I've worked with various baseball coaches. I've coached youth baseball, and like when you round first and the first baseman's in your way, you don't do a semicircle to get around him or a half loop. If he's in your way, you run into him, put the onus on the umpire to call interference obstruction, and you get second base because you've already touched first base. Because you can't have a defensive player blocking your path to the base. You have a right to get from first to second or second to third or third to home. And so there's Hamilton saying that the runner was seeking out Meyer, but if Meyer is in the base path, the runner has the right to get to the base. Here's a ground ball behind second. Shortstop grabs it, touches the bag as the rounder led him right to the bag. And so Sabatha had runners at first and second back-to-back walks, but the ground ball of Fitzgerald ends up being a force out and the third out of the inning. So after everything that took place on my explanation I was telling you, it was 6-6, and then the base hit, the walk-off hit by Huxman, and Heston moves on to the championship, winning 7-6, with 7 unanswered, and Sabatha's in the third-place game as we speak. We go to the bottom of fourth, no score in this consolation third-place game between Sabatha and Humble, back in 30 seconds, 30-second break here, Kurt, on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabatha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabatha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabatha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, I'm studio engineer Kurt Kilman. Wade Gershner back with you from Manhattan at Twin Family Stadium. Third place game at this 3A state tourney. Sabatha and Humboldt tied at 0 as we go to the bottom of the fourth. Ike Tramp and Cole Mathis, very effective, not overpowering, but very effective, mixing in breaking ball, good location, and really haven't been too many hard hit balls so far for either team. They were having to bounce back after losing in the semis earlier today. Stepping in, Cole Mathis, the senior pitcher, takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. Tramp kicks and fires, swing and a miss, 1-1. Another thing that was interesting, I was talking to a couple umpires after the game here up in the press box, as there's a swing and a miss. It wasn't the same umpires that called the game, by the way. It was other umpires that weren't calling a game but were watching. 1-2 the count. Tramp rocks and fires, fouled straight back. There was a situation in the game, too, during the Heston four-run fourth inning when there was a ground ball going towards Kramer, the shortstop for Sabatha, and Burkholder was running from second to third, and Burkholder has a swing and a miss at a fastball by Tramp. Mathis strikes out, 6 strikeouts for Tramp. And I talked about on the broadcast, as I saw it, it looked to me that Burkholder purposely slowed down a little bit to kind of shield Kramer from seeing the ball very well on the ground, and then made sure it didn't hit him, and then he took off, and Kramer ended up making an error on the play. And Kramer, from what I hear, you know, asked if that should have been some kind of violation or interference or obstruction, even though Kramer was not run into. And, of course, the ball did not hit the runner, as this pitch misses 2-0 to Logan Page, who hit a line drive, a rope, lasered at Harder and made the catch at first, back in the second. Here's the 1-1. It's popped up behind home plate, 1-2. And you've probably seen it at the Major League Baseball level, and I've seen it various levels of baseball over the years. And in fact, coaches, many coaches that I know have taught it. And that is, if there's a ball hit, one, you got to make sure that hits you. It's automatic out, as there's a ground ball to second, first baseman off the bag. So coming over the pitcher, Tramp is able to cover first and step on the bag. Nice job by Ike Tramp, paying attention, focused, and covers first. As Harder ranged far to his right, it was deep in the hole between first and second. Montgomery, a nice play, ranging, gliding to his left. 4-3 goes to play, 2 down. And that brings up Kyler Isbell, who singled in the second. He's 1-for-1. Right-handed batter. And I was not aware of this because I've seen coaches talk about it, teach it. I've seen big leaguers do it. This one popped up. Behind second, going back, fighting the glare of the sun, it is Kramer camping underneath it to make the catch or the pop-up in the third out of the inning. But to finish the story, I was told by umpires, at least at the high school level, that if you purposely are trying to shield the defender from fielding the ball on purpose, even though the ball doesn't touch you, even though you're still on the baseline and base path, and you didn't run in or touch the defensive player, that still can be obstruction and could be called. And the first thought for umpire, it's very tough for an umpire to make that call because the player is going to say, listen, I was slowing down to make sure the ball didn't hit me so that I'm not automatically out. So that's a tough judgment call for an umpire to make, but he could make it if he wanted to in that situation that took place in that inning. Not saying it should have been called, just saying that technically it could have been, and that's something that I did not know, that you could purposely, I knew you could purposely try to shield a fielder from seeing a ground ball into the glove, but I didn't know you could call for obstruction interference if you were still in the base path and the baseline didn't touch a defender. So they learned something new every day. To the top of the fifth, Sebastian Humble, no score, back at 30 on 92-1.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock. Plus, it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country's an equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Top of the fifth, no score in this third place game. Slow chopper off the bat of Mendel, charging the third baseman, Isabel, and he has a cannon, rifles it over to first, just in time to retire Minhold. It's a good defensive plays by third baseman today. There's a first out. In the top of the fifth, as Sabetha is the visiting team, since they're the lower seed, the 8 seed, Humboldt coming in as the number 2 seed, but lost to the 3 seed, Wichita Trinity Academy earlier today in the semis, 5-2. Now left-handed batter Isaac Harder, big swing, no contact. 0-1 the count. Isaac struck out in the third. So Heston beat Silver Lake 11-6 yesterday, Sabetha 7-6. They're in their first ever state championship game. As a low line drive that is caught by the shortstop, but they say no, it was a little one hop, so he throws the first to be safe. And Harder is retired 6-3 officially in the scoring book. So just a few pitches, two down, and here's Kyler Winger, 0-for-2, struck out looking in the first and popped up to the catcher in the third. Sabetha with a 2-0 win over Jeff West yesterday, and then the 7-6 loss to Heston today. That's how both these teams got where they are, as Humboldt beat Russell Victoria, the 7th seed, 10-3 last night. Humboldt never won a state title. He'd been third twice back in 09 and 2019. The 1-0 pitch is chopped off at the plate. Winger hit it off the ground, and then it hit his foot. So a foul ball, dead ball. Kyler hitting .284 on the season. And two balls and one strike to count on Kyler. Final game of the careers for three seniors for the Blue Jays, win or lose. This pitch called a strike on the outer portion of the plate. This one gets past the catcher, but nobody on base. And the count's full, 3-2 with two outs. Those three seniors, Kyler Winger, Isaac Harder, and Mitchell Kramer. So this is their last game as a Sabetha Blue Jay. They've already graduated. Wishing them best of luck in their future endeavors. As this one popped foul to the right side off the bat of Winger. He stays alive. Mathis coming in, a record of 6-1, ERA 1.15, 47 strikeouts. Two down here in the top of the fifth, no score. Fastball is high, ball four. That's the fourth walk issued by Mathis. So a two-out walk and brings up Reed Mitchell. Sabetha only has four hits all day long. We have played 11 innings, and they have four hits. They had three hits in the semis against Heston. There goes the runner. The throw down is not in time. Slid just under the tag. Dead winger. He comes up with his 12th stolen base of the year. He's in scoring position with two outs for Mitchell. Mitchell singled his first time up, flew out the left in the third. He's one for two. He had two of Sabetha's three hits in the semis and has their only hit of this game. So four hits for the Sabetha offense today in 11 innings, and three of them from Reed Mitchell, their catcher, who's their top hitter in regards to batting average at .433. Takes the pitch low, 2-0. Going on contact will be the runner at second with two down. And this driven into the gap in right center. Coming around third is Winger. He scores. Rounding first, chugging for second, and rounding second, going to third, looking for a triple is Reed Mitchell, and he's in, standing up, and the Blue Jays have scored the game's first run in the third place contest on an RBI triple by Reed Mitchell, who now has four hits today, two in the semis, two in the third place game, and four of Sabetha's five hits for the entire day. That's his third triple of the year. And it's an RBI, and now a drive to left field, but going back and camping underneath and making a nice play to his left, taking the proper angle off the bat of Mitchell Kramer as Colton Hanson, a freshman. Boy, he read that play perfectly. It was hit very well by Kramer, but Mitchell with the RBI triple scores Winger, and Sabetha with their second hit of the game, their first run, they lead 1-0 after 4.5 from Manhattan. This is high school baseball on KMZA 92.1 MSC Sports Radio Network.
Coperion of Sabetha develops innovative solutions and products for various challenges in the plastics recycling, chemical, battery, food, pharmaceutical, and mineral industries. And they want to wish the Sabetha Blue Jays best of luck at the state tournament.
Scobie Bros of Sabetha, where promoting your business is their business. Scobie Bros is your premier source for branding solutions, providing corporate apparel and merchandise. Visit them online at scobiebros.com.
For custom garages, Chief Steel buildings, or large implement storage buildings, talk to the guys at Edelman's on Highway 75 in Sabetha. They'll help you get your building planned and built to your specifications. Call Edelman's in Sabetha today.
The management and employees at Extra Tech in Sabetha cheer on the Sabetha Blue Jays and congratulate them on all their hard work and dedication. Extra Tech is also proud to be a part of the network of manufacturers located in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer Kirk Kilman, Wade Gershner with you from Manhattan, the second day of this two-day tournament. First round games all played yesterday, semis, third place, and championship games played today. Sabetha leading 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the fifth here in the third place game, taking on the Humboldt Cubs, who are 24-5, Sabetha 17-13. A reminder, Valley Falls baseball team playing for the championship at 5:45 tonight. That'll be on 103.9 KNZA. Oskaloosa softball team playing for the 2-1A state championship tonight, 5 o'clock on 93.7 KAIR. Currently on 103.9 KNZA, Riverside girls softball team playing for third in Class 3 against Burlington. And then also in Topeka in that 3A tournament, Silver Lake going for a state title. They'll battle Frontenac around 5 o'clock. That'll be on 96.9 The Pulse. Mark that down. You can hear all those games on MSC free radio app. Swing and a miss by the batter for Humboldt. This pitch is high. 1-2 the count. Brody Gunderman, a senior, stepping in to hit for Colton Hanson. The 1-2 pitch, swing, and he fouled it off, just barely. So we have the pinch hitter, Brody Gunderman, a senior, giving him an at-bat here in his final game as a Humboldt Cub as he has graduated. He takes a called strike three and goes back to the bench, caught looking. Got his seven strikeouts for Ike Tramp. The one down, here's Avery Works, a senior. He ground out the shortstop Kramer in the second. He's a DH. Asher Hart plays right field but does not hit for Humboldt. And he takes a called strike. Well, Tramp, he doesn't throw super hard, but he has been able to throw strikes. The Cubs have been on their heels a little bit. Haven't figured him out so far. Now way out in front of a changeup. 0-2. Sabatha, one run, two hits, no errors. Humboldt, no runs, three hits, no errors. Tramp has struck out seven. He has not walked anyone, allowed those three singles. Reed Mitchell, an RBI triple in the top of the fifth, gives Sabatha the lead. That scored Kyler Winger. And there's strike three called on the outside corner. That's eight strikeouts. And let's see, one, two, three, four, five. Five of the eight strikeouts have been looking. Five of the eight looking, which means hitters are not figuring them out. Here's a fly ball, a shallow center coming in to make a diving catch. No, it bounced off the glove of Winger. Great opportunity. I said diving, but it really more was a sliding attempt on the K, on the KS, representing K-State center field by Winger on the shallow fly ball off the bat of Harrington, the catcher, and looked for a moment like Winger had it, but it glanced off his glove to his left a few feet. So just a single. Well, the should be a single. Yes, it is. Not an error. And so Blake Ellis steps in. Courtesy runner Gavin Gunderman, a sophomore. Courtesy runner for the catcher Harrington, who just reached on that loop to center field. Here's Ellis, who has one of his team's four hits, laid on a fastball into the netting to our right, 0-1. Ellis flew out to middle, the right fielder in the first, and then singled, was stranded at second in the third. 1-0 Sabatha, bottom of the fifth. Third place game at the 3A state tournament here in Manhattan. 0-1. Is grounded foul towards the Sabatha dugout to our right. 0-2. Heston and Wichita Trinity Academy for the championship tonight at 5:45. Heston, their first ever state championship appearance. Wichita Trinity Academy was state runner-up a year ago, so the second straight year there in the finals, they'll try to get it done this year as they lost to Hayden a year ago. As this pitch wide of the catcher, just off his glove and back to the screen. Wild pitch thrown by Tramp. And advancing to second is the courtesy runner, Gavin Gunderman. So Humboldt, a base hit away from perhaps tying the game at one. Ellis steps in, right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, the 1-2 line drive, and almost took Tramp's head off the center. Winger, they're going to send him home? No, they're not. Winger does a great job to get the ball in. And Gunderman has to stay at third. He cannot score from second. This is going to sound silly to say, but Ellis hit the ball too hard. I mean, seriously, he hit the ball too hard for the runner to score from second. Now, granted, had he not hit it as hard, I think Tramp would have caught that ball on the fly, or even the second baseman might have been ranged to his right and stop it on the infield. But you get my point. He hit it so hard that even though the runner was going on contact with two outs, he could not score. Winger did a great job charging, getting the ball in. Here's a ground ball just foul down the third base line. Mason Sterling just missing extra bases. He struck out looking twice. He's 0-2. So the first time in this game that Humboldt has had multiple runners on the base paths. Had a single in the first, single in the second, single in the third, and now back-to-back singles with two outs in the fifth, trying to tie the game. There goes a runner from first, taking all the way. The throw is cut off there by Montgomery, jumping in front of second base in case the runner from third would try to score on a delayed double steal. So Ellis credited with a stolen base. Two runners in scoring position, two ducks on the pond. For Mason Sterling, he pops it up foul behind home plate. Mitchell comes back to take a look and runs out of real estate. Tramp has only thrown 66 pitches. He's worked ahead of most of the Humboldt Cup batters he's faced. One and two the count on Sterling. Cramp trying to work out of the first jammy space today. The 1-2 delivery. Ground ball up the middle. Kramer gets it. Fired up first. Not in time. A head first slide. He's safe at first and a run scores. So an RBI infield singer. Kramer did everything it humanly possibly could. And Coach Hamilton, I think, thought that they got him at first. Telling you, one of the silliest things to me in baseball that I see is guys sliding head first in the first. Don't be sliding the first base. It's been proven it slows you down. It doesn't speed you up. So two outs, we're tied at one. Fastball is outside. So Sterling with an infield single and an RBI. Ellis advances to third. And Gunderman ends up scoring as a courtesy runner. First and third, two outs. Pitch low to Cold and Cook. And the three best hitters in this lineup are coming up. Cook at the plate, Mathis, and then Page. So danger zone time here. And this all started with two outs. Back-to-back strikeouts by Tramp. The 2-0, swing and a miss, 2-1. And then Harrington with a single to shallow center. Didn't hit it very hard. And Ellis with a single, a laser up the middle at first and third. And then Sterling, grounder up the middle, infield hit. Fly ball, right field. Menhold, he's there, and he makes the catch to keep the game tied at one. So Humboldt, their first big inning. And when I say big inning, they had multiple base runners. They managed just one run. They had three hits, no errors, and they strand a couple. At the end of five, Sabetha and Humboldt tied at one in this third-place game in the 3A State Baseball Tournament on 92.1 KMZA, MSC Sports Radio Network.
When it comes to real estate in Northeast Kansas, it's not just about buying and selling, it's about people. At Rolling Hills Realty, we believe every client deserves a partner who listens, understands, and truly cares. With a deep understanding of the local market and a genuine passion for connecting with folks from all walks of life, we make the process feel less like business and more like a conversation with a trusted friend. Whether you're searching for a new place to call home or ready to move on to your next chapter, we're here to help on your terms at your pace. Visit RollingHillsRealty.com to see the latest listings and find out how Rolling Hills Realty can help you feel right at home.
Don't live in pain. Simpson Chiropractic in Sabetha combines traditional chiropractic with computerized spinal correction to relieve pain, improve balance, posture, and strengthen the spine. Call Simpson Chiropractic in Sabetha at 284-2205.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, who's going to step up for Sabetha offensively, other than Reed Mitchell, because Sabetha only has five hits today in almost two full games, and Mitchell has four of them. Mitchell 2-for-3 with a single and an RBI triple to give Sabetha a short-lived 1-0 lead, but the Cubs come right back. Humboldt has played one in the bottom of the fifth to tie it, but Tramp gets out of the first and third jam on the fly ball to right, caught by Mitchell off the bat of Cook. So here is Jayton Meyer, then Ike Tramp, and Colin Montgomery, the 4-5-6 hitters for Sabetha. Meyer popped up to the first baseman in the first, grounded out to the pitcher in the fourth. He is 0-for-2. Meyer and Tramp, both sophomores, as is Fitzgerald, as this chopped foul towards the Humboldt dugout to the third base side. You got Reed Mitchell Jr. will be back next year. Jayton Meyer, Ike Tramp, and Curtis Fitzgerald. They're sophomores. Cole Menhold's a junior. He'll be back. And also freshman Colin Montgomery. Foul ball. Good cut there by Jayton Meyer. Also Micah Ling, a sophomore, has played. Reed Tademan, a freshman. They'll be back as well. Only 11 guys on the roster right now. See how many they have out for baseball next season. They had 12 down to 11. Two balls, two strikes to count on Jayton Meyer. Mathis has thrown 76 pitches. There's pitch 77. Fastball missing. Off the outside corner. The payoff 3-2 pitch is a called strike. No, they're saying it is a ball. Like the umpire is going to ring him up, said he's just saying, go take your base. So Jayton Meyer, who had a big RBI two-run double in the semis against Heston in the second inning earlier today and a web gym over at third, He walks first time he's on base in this third place game. That's the fifth walk issued by Mathis. Tramp for Sabetha has not walked a batter yet, and he struck out eight, five of them looking. Mathis struck out four Blue Jay batters. Speaking of Tramp, he's in the batter's box. First pitch is a ball. Meyer takes his lead over at first. This is a short lead. Tramp, right-handed batter, swings and had a good grip at a fastball. Fouled straight back. Heston and Wichita Trinity for the championship later tonight. Oh, there was a little bit of meat right there. That was right down the pipe, and Tramp was just a hair late. Fouls it out of play to the right. He'd like to have that one back. And Tramp takes this one just a bit high, 2-2. Ike looking for his first hit of the state tournament. Sabetha had four hits yesterday and two runs, three hits in the first game. Ground ball, shortstop Ellis makes the play, then drops it. He had it and then tried to make the transfer, dropped it. We'll see how they score that. If it's an error, then Tramp's still looking for his first hit of the tournament. It was not going to be an easy play, but it was a makeable play. And we'll see what they call it. They have not ruled yet. Montgomery. Micah Lang is running for the pitcher Tramp, and they do call that a hit. So Ike gets his first hit. An infield single is what they call that. So Meyer at second, squaring the punt, pulling it back, taking a fastball. High, ball one, is calling Montgomery, who popped up to the shortstop Ellis in the second, and then grounded into a force out to end the fourth. So Michael Lang over at first. He played yesterday. Was in left field. Call strike on the corner. Fastball, 1-1. Montgomery did not play in the game yesterday against Jeff West, but he has been the starter at second for both games today. Out of the stretch, Mathis brings it home and just missed outside. Two balls and one strike. So Sabetha, in this third place game, very easily could be in the state championship game. As the pitch, once again, just missed outside, 3-1. And they've been able to accomplish that with not many hits. There's a call strike, 3-2. Four hits against Jeff West, two runs, but that was enough because Mitchell Kramer was outstanding on the hill with a complete game shutout. Then six runs, just three hits against Heston earlier today. As a swing and a miss, as pulling the string on a changeup is Mathis. Down on strike swinging is Montgomery. Where the first out of the inning brings up Curtis Fitzgerald, the sophomore, ground out the short in the second, and a fielder's choice in the fourth. Fitzgerald 0-2. Pitch outside, a fastball. Stu Fitzgerald, the left fielder who played center field in the win over Jeff West yesterday. He's a sophomore. The two runs, four hits yesterday, six runs, three hits in the semis, and then one run, three hits so far through five-plus in the third-place game. So a total of just 10 hits for the Sabetha offense, and we played almost three full games. But their pitching has been very good. Their defense has been fairly solid, and they've had a few timely hits. The 1-1 pitch is driven to center field, going back and making the catch is Logan Page. Well, he's playing kind of shallow, and thought for a moment that might sail over his head, and if it did, he could have been looking at an inside-the-park home run because there's a lot of space, a lot of room, a lot of real estate in this big field, the college field here at Kansas State University, 390 to straightaway center, 375 to the power alleys. And I made a prediction prior to the tournament there won't be a kid in this tournament that hits one over the wall for a legitimate homer. It'll have to be an inside-the-parker. Fitzgerald hit it hard, but right at the center fielder, Page. Two down, and here's Cole Minhold, the junior right fielder. Fastball misses outside for ball one. He popped up, then Minhold to the first baseman Cook in the second, grounded out to the third baseman Isabel, made a nice play on a chopper in the fifth. This one also just missed, 2-0. Mathis wondering where that was, and now his catcher wants to go out, calm him down. Good decision by Jacob Harrington. Could be the last inning for Mathis. He's at 94 pitches. You're allowed 105 in a day. There's it first and second, two outs, 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Big rip by Minold. But he swung right through it. Yeah, 2-0, he liked it. He took a swing, had the green light. The 2-1, that one almost hit him. Fastball hit on the hands. 3-1. Mathis gets the sign from his catcher. Comes home. Popped up behind home plate. With the shades on, the catcher throws off his mask and snow cones it in that big fat catcher's glove for the third out of the inning. Harrington with a nice play. And so Sabatha able to have two runners, a walk for Meyer, Tramp, an infield single, but cannot plate a run. To the bottom of the sixth, we're tied at one. This is State Baseball, 92.1 KMZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Coperion of Sabatha develops innovative solutions and products for various challenges in the plastics, plastics recycling, chemical, battery, food, pharmaceutical, and mineral industries. And they want to wish the Sabatha Blue Jays best of luck at the state tournament.
Scobie Bros of Sabatha, where promoting your business is their business. Scobie Bros is your premier source for branding solutions, providing corporate apparel and merchandise. Visit them online at scobiebros.com.
For custom garages, cheap steel buildings, or large implement storage buildings, talk to the guys at Edelman's on Highway 75 in Sabatha. They'll help you get your building planned and built to your specifications. Call Edelman's in Sabatha today.
The management and employees at Extra Tech in Sabatha cheer on the Sabatha Blue Jays and congratulate them on all their hard work and dedication. Extra Tech is also proud to be a part of the network of manufacturers located in Sabatha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Wade Gershner back with you from Manhattan. In this third place game between the Humboldt Cubs, who are 24-5, and the Sabatha Blue Jays, who are 17-13, both 1-1 in the state tournament thus far. A fly ball on the first pitch, a little pop-up actually, and going back to the second base, Montgomery makes the catch. Almost turned into a fourth outfielder, a good range by Montgomery. The leadoff man is retired. Mathis pops up to the second baseman. One down in the bottom of the sixth. Sabatha and Humboldt all knotted up, even Steven at one apiece. And swing on the first pitch again. And fouled back off the bat of Logan Page. Fly ball, center field, hit pretty well. Winger goes back on his horse, and he makes the catch in deep center field. Boy, Winger has really good range, and he just looks like a natural out there manning center field. He can cover a lot of ground, takes the proper angle. So a loud out off the bat of Page. He's hit the ball hard every single time, but nothing to show for it. He's 0 for 3, 2 outs. And a pitch called a strike to Tyler Isbell. Ike Tramp has only thrown 76 pitches. Cole Mathis, his counterpart, has thrown 97. We'll see if he comes back to get his last 8 pitches in the top of the 7th. We were tied at 1. Sabatha 1 run in the top of the 5th. An RBI triple by Reed Mitchell. Humboldt came back with 1 in the bottom of the 5th and then left 2 runners on at the corners. The skied to left center. Coming over, making the catch. Nice can of corn for Mr. Curtis Fitzgerald. He makes the put out. And it's 1-2-3 down in order. Go the Humboldt Cubs in the bottom of the sixth. The top of the seventh, a 1-1 tie between the Blue Jays and Humboldt. This is State Baseball, 92.1 KMZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you tired of all the Medicare phone calls, mailings, and TV ads making certain supplement plans sound too good to be true, or offering plans that do not work or work well in our area?
Well, so are we. At Sailor Insurance, we want you to know the truth and we'll always do what's right for you. Come see me, Jan Steinlage in Sabetha, or Mindy Sudbeck in Seneca, and stay ahead of the junk. Give us a call to schedule your appointment today.
Sailor Insurance, online at sailorinsurance.com.
Don't live in pain. Simpson Chiropractic in Sabetha combines traditional chiropractic with computerized spinal correction to relieve pain, improve balance, posture, and strengthen the spine. Call Simpson Chiropractic in Sabetha at 284-2205.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, state baseball, state softball across the state of Kansas wrapping up today. State track and field championships in Wichita for all classes getting underway today and will conclude tomorrow. So this will wrap up the high school sports season for the 24-25 school year. Baseball, softball, state golf now in the books. And then state track and field will wrap up tomorrow. 1-1 tie between Sabetha and Humboldt. One ball and one strike to count, or are they going to call that a ball? On the ball, so it's 2-0 the count on Isaac Harder, who's a nine-hitter, and then back to the top of the order, Kyler Winger and Reed Mitchell. So that's the three hits, two by Reed Mitchell. They're stopping play for Sabetha's going to have someone go to the bullpen to warm up, so we'll see if that's just somebody getting ready in case Tramp hits any trouble, because Tramp's only thrown 78 pitches. Fastball strike right down the pipe, 2-1. Harder 0 for 2, struck out, and is grounded to the shortstop. Winding and firing the pitch home is the right-handed pitcher Mathis, who's now at 101 pitches. Harder is able to chop it foul down the first base side. Two balls and two strikes. Mathis, one of those nine seniors on this Humboldt roster. And a little blooper could be trouble, and it drops. A soft flare. Harder got jammed, but was able to muscle it into left field. And just the fourth hit of the game for Sabetha, but it's a big one, a leadoff single from the nine-hitter Harder. And that brings up Kyler Winger. This will be the last batter. Well, not necessarily. He's got a few pitches left. 102 pitches are Mathis. And Winger takes a pitch high for a ball, but if he throws two more pitches, this will be his last batter no matter what. But if Winger swings and puts in play, then he could face the next batter. 1-0 is a strike, 1-1. If you're going to win a state championship, you cannot, in baseball, have just one good pitcher. There's no way you're going to win it with one good pitcher. You got to play three games in 2 days. You got the pitch count limit, 105 pitches for a day. The 1-1. Squaring the bunt, and now a throwback to first. Harder gets back. Well, he slipped a little bit, almost fell down, but was able to retreat, get back to first on the pickoff attempt behind him, thrown there by Harrington down to the first baseman, Cook. An anxious moment there for the Sabetha Blue Jays. Two balls, one strike, and there's a bunt, and it is caught by the catcher down to first. Double play. Don't have to tag, just got to step on the bag. So Winger bunt. He popped it up. Catcher able to grab it. Chest high, a couple feet in the head of the plate. And then, of course, the runner is trying to get as far as he can the second because it's going to be a bunt and easily doubled up. So it goes down as a 2-3 double play. And outs number one and two of the inning. And now nobody on base. Mathis threw 106 pitches. If you're wondering, what? I thought you said 105 is the limit. 105 pitches, but you get to finish the batter that you start with. So if you threw pitch 104 for the batter, you can pitch past 104 until the batter is either gets on or is retired. So 106 pitches is what Mathis ends up throwing. So Humboldt is forced to go to a new pitcher. Two outs, top of the seventh, nobody on after the bunt-in-the-air double play. Blue Jays will try to manufacture something with two outs, top of the seventh, 1-1 tie. We'll tell you about the new pitcher when we return. This is High School Baseball, 92.1 KMZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you need a bright new smile? Or maybe it's just time for a dental checkup. Sabetha Dental offers hometown dentistry with a precision touch. Dr. Betsy Tedman and Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer offer professional service in a friendly atmosphere with highly trained staff that will make sure your teeth are comfortably cared for. And even if you don't have dental insurance, single and family memberships are available. Put your dental care in the best hands with Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer and Dr. Betsy Tedman at Sabetha Dental, taking appointments 5 days a week.
C&K Service in Sabetha wants to help you maintain your vehicle at its highest level of performance. Find out the many ways at their easy-to-navigate website, cktireservice.com. Real pricing on name-brand tires are at your fingertips. View current promotions for more savings and request a quote. All services are listed for your convenience at cktireservice.com. Schedule your appointment online or call 284-2694. That's 284-2694. C&K Service on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha, helping you get there safely.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Reed Mitchell steps in. He's been the big-time bat for Sabetha in this state tournament. First pitch, a called strike inside corner thrown by right-handed relief pitcher Brody Gunderman. He's a senior, came in to hit. Now he's the pitcher. Mathis, who threw 106 pitches, a starting pitcher for Humboldt, goes out to play left field, and the freshman Colton Hansen is out of the game. Harder reached on a single, but was erased on a double play when winger bunted in the air. Catcher got it, threw back to first for the double up. Grounder foul to the right side. Sabetha with 11 hits in this tournament. That's right, only 11 hits in three games. They have four hits today, two from Mitchell. Mitchell had two of their three in the loss to Heston earlier today. And he laces one the right field, but retreating a couple steps, making a catch is Asher Hart for the third out. Boy, Mitchell hit the ball hard again, right on the button, but right at the right fielder. So no runs, there was a hit, but a double play erases that runner. No errors, nobody left on base. To the bottom of the seventh, Humboldt has a chance to walk off with one run. We'll have the bottom of the seventh after this timeout. This is High School Baseball for the 3A State Tournament in Manhattan on 92.1 KMCA, MSC Sports Radio Network.
Main Street Auto Supply in Sabetha takes pride in being your locally owned supply store for all your auto parts needs. Competitive pricing and personal service are always a priority at Main Street Auto Supply. Stop in and see Miles and let him help you find what you need. Or if it's not in stock, he can get it right away for you. Main Street Auto Supply, 810 Main Street in downtown Sabetha. Open 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. weekdays and Saturdays until noon.
For more than 30 years, cattle producers have trusted the craftsmanship and dependability of Hydrobed for their feeding operations. Coupled with the industry-leading 5-year structural warranty, each 30 Series Hydrobed is backed by a lifetime warranty on the bell loading arms. Maximize your feeding resources with the integration of a Hydra feeder with your Hydrobed. The Hydra feeder is available in a 1,200 or 1,800 pound capacity with your choice of hydraulic or electric drive. For more information on the Hydrobed or Hydra feeder, contact Triple C in Sabetha, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To the bottom of the seventh we go. A pitcher's duel, much like we saw yesterday between Cooper Watkins of Jeff West and Mitchell Kramer of Sabetha. Cole Mathis went 6 2/3, lifted due to the pitch limit. Threw 106 pitches, four hits, one run. It was earned, five walks, five strikeouts. Ike Tramp, third pitcher for Sabetha in the state tournament, 78 pitches in the game. He has struck out eight, hasn't walked a batter, given up one run and six hits. But no errors in the game. Not a lot of base runners. And here is Brody Gunderman, who is now the pitcher for Humboldt. He leads off and hits it right at the shortstop, Kramer. Had to step in, move forward just one or two steps to make the catch, chest high. On the soft line drive by Gunderman. So one down, and here's Avery Works. He has an 8-hit hitter. Struck out his last time up. He's 0 for 2. Right-handed batter. Swing and a miss. Pitch count, just 80 pitches. Actually, 81 for Tramp. So he might be able to go 8 innings if they need him to. Humboldt knows that we'll play at least one more inning, but if Humboldt scores a run, this game is over. Humboldt trying to do what Heston did earlier to Sabatha, and that's have a walk-off victory. That'd be a tough way to end your season, dealing with two walk-off losses. No matter what, the rest of the way, Humboldt, that's true of the whole game, I guess, will have the last chance as the fastball is inside. Humboldt, the home team, is there, the higher seed, came in as a 2-seed, lost to the 3-seed Wichita Trinity Academy in the semis, 5-2. Sabatha, the 8-seed, beat the 1-seed Jeff West and lost to the 5-seed Heston 7-6 today when they were up 6-0 and gave up 2 in the bottom of the 7th to lose by 1. As this one, check swing off the bat of Works down to first base line. The 1-ball, 2-strikes, 1-out, 1-1 tie, bottom of the 7th. Sabatha, 1-run, 4-hits, no errors. Humboldt, 1-run, 6-hits, no errors. Tramp brings it home, misses outside. Fitzgerald in left, winger in center, Minold is in right field. Swing and a miss. Nice pitch by Tramp. Blows the fastball by him. That is 9 strikeouts for Tramp. 2 down. Here's the catcher, Jacob Harrington, who singled his last time up. And then courtesy runner, Gunnerman ended up scoring the only run of the game for Humboldt. Sabatha scored 1 in the top of the 5th on an RBI triple by Reed Mitchell, and then Humboldt came right back with a run in the bottom of the 5th, but they stranded runners at the corners where they could have possibly taken the lead. Swing and a miss by Harrington. 0-1 delivery. Guide, foul territory, and running out of room, the first baseman Harder took a lick. I was talking earlier about how you cannot win a state championship the way this tournament is formatted with just one good pitcher. The 0-2 is laced into left field, a base hit. So Harrington with his second hit of the game, he has 2 of his team's 7 base knocks. So with 2 down, Humboldt has a base runner, and Harrington will be lifted for a courtesy runner, which is Gavin Gunderman again, who is a sophomore. So Gavin Gunderman represents the winning run. So the top of the order, here's Blake Ellis, who is 2-for-3, single in the 3rd, single stolen base in the 5th. And we'll see if Gunderman can steal 2nd. Tramp checks the runner, comes home. Fastball, called strike. Sabatha hoping to push this to extra innings in a 1-1 tie, bottom of the 7th. And a balk is called. A balk called on Tramp. Boy, a balk can unnerve a pitcher. So the runner, Gunderman, now in scoring position with 2 outs. Reed Mitchell, I think this is great leadership. Junior goes out to talk to his sophomore pitcher, and I would guess what he's saying is, hey, man, I know that's the winning run, but forget him. Let's get this batter. We got 2 outs. Just don't worry about him. Don't worry about the balk. Focus on just come and set, and let's mow down this guy. That would be my guess to the extent of what Mitchell is talking about. The runner is important, but the batter is more important right now, because if you get the batter, the runner in 2nd, is irrelevant, even though he represents the game-winning run. Here's a grounder to 2nd. Montgomery, the freshman, has it. Takes his time over the 1st, and we're going to extra innings here in Manhattan. What a performance by Ike Tramp. on the mound for Sabatha. Seven innings, he's allowed just one run and seven hits. And he's thrown 91 pitches. He could throw some more in the eighth. At the end of seven, we have some bonus baseball for you. Sabatha and Humble tied at one. Eighth inning on the way in a moment. This is State Baseball on 92.1 KMZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabatha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabatha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabatha.
Coperion of Sabatha develops innovative solutions and products for various challenges in the plastics, plastics recycling, chemical, battery, food, pharmaceutical, and mineral industries. And they want to wish the Sabatha Blue Jays best of luck at the state tournament.
Scobie Bros of Sabatha, where promoting your business is their business. Scobie Bros is your premier source for branding solutions, providing corporate apparel and merchandise. Visit them online at scobiebros.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Big thanks to our sponsors, Roy Fry of Kansas Insurance, Coperion of Sabatha, Scobie Bros, Edelman's Home Center, Extra Tech, Rolling Hills Realty, Sabatha Dental, Sailor Insurance, C&K Service, Main Street Auto Supply, Simpson Chiropractic, Sabatha Auto Parts, just to name some of the sponsors that have made this broadcast, all these broadcasts possible of Sabatha Baseball here at the 3A State Tournament Manhattan. We have bonus baseball for you. Either team wants this season to come to an end. We go to the top of the eighth, 1-1 tie. Outstanding game being thrown by both pitching staffs. Fastball, and this is hit well to left center field. Off the bat of Kramer and all the way to the wall. Kramer chugging around one. He goes two. He's going to stretch it out, trying to get to three. They missed the cutoff man. And Mitchell Kramer fired up as his batting helmet comes flying off his head because he was running that fast. And he's in with a leadoff triple, the second triple of the game for Sabatha. Well, the ball was not fielded cleanly as the ball rolled to the wall. And then the throw missed the cutoff man over his head. And Mitchell, there was a chance. They had a chance, did Humboldt, to gun down Mitchell going for three. Stepping in now is Jayton Meyer. Meyer has a chance to give Sabatha the lead. Nobody out. Humboldt brings in their infield to gun down the runner at the plate. Meyer, right-handed batter, in the dirt, 2-0. Gunderman in relief of Mathis, who went 6 2/3, 4 hits, 1 run, 5 strikeouts, through 106 pitches. I said earlier, you can't win state in high school baseball in the state of Kansas with one good pitcher, and I would argue you can't win it with two. You need at least three good pitchers. The 2-0 is outside, ball three. Now remember, Humboldt will have a chance to answer no matter what. They're the home team on the scoreboard, so there will be no walk-off opportunity for Sabatha because they're batting first in each inning. A 3-0 pitch. Meyer taking all the way. That paints the inside corner, a fastball, 3-1. Sabatha fans didn't like the call, but I think that was correct. Just did dot the inside corner. A 3-1 offering from Gunderman, right-handed pitcher, and Meyer swings and misses. Gunderman's come back from 3-0 to push it full. Three balls, two strikes. Reed Mitchell has five of Sabatha's 12 hits in this state tournament. But Kramer with the big triple there. Here's a ground ball through the middle. Base hit. Coming across the score. Sliding into home is Mitchell Kramer as Jayton Meyer delivers a 3-2 pitch to center field through the drawn-in infield of Humboldt. And the Blue Jays have regained the lead 2-1 on their sixth hit of the game. And the first for third baseman Jayton Meyer. He had a big two-run double against Heston the second inning early day in the semifinals. He comes up with a big hit there. So here is Ike Tramp with a runner at first. 2-1 Sabatha. Tramp with infield singles last time up. And a called strike. 1-1. Actually, it's 0-2. 0-2. First pitch they did call a strike. Home plate umpire did. So 0-2 the count on Tramp. Meyer over at first. Tramp steps in. Fastball misses outside. Good stop by the catcher, Harrington. It's about the 1-5. Humboldt answer with 1-5. Every other inning, goose eggs until the top of the eighth. Kramer led off with a triple. Scores on the base hit up the middle against a drawn-in infield by Meyer. Now Sabatha wants to get a little greedy, add some insurance as Tramp fouls it off behind home plate. Humboldt's best finish at state third in 09 and 2019. Sabatha won it all in 18 and 19. This is the first time Sabatha's ever played in the third place game. Last 3 years they lost in the first round. The 1-2 offering way upstairs. Harrington has to come out of his crouch to snag that one. 2-2. The 2-2. Swing and a miss by Tramp. He strikes out for the first out of the inning. First strikeout for Gunderman. Here's Colin Montgomery, who popped up to the shortstop, walked, and is struck out. Officially 0-2. Left-handed batter on deck is Curtis Fitzgerald. Meyer, not really a threat to steal, has a okay lead at first. It's secondary lead, and Harrington comes out of his crouch thinking he might be running. Pitch a fastball high for 1. Infield back to regular depth. Fastball outside corner. Plotted perfectly by Gunderman. 1-1. Montgomery awaits. Here's the pitch. Fly ball, left field. Mathis has it measured. Makes the catch. Meyer retreats back to first. So the fly ball to left field and second out. Here's Curtis Fitzgerald, who is 0-3. Grounded out to short in the second. Fielder's choice in the fourth. Flew out to center in the sixth. Meyer at first. Had the RBI single to drive in Kramer, led off this top of the eighth with a triple. Pitch. Fouled into the netting behind home plate, 0-1. So in order to win a state championship, you're going to play three games. And you think about the pitch count limits. You need two good pitchers and another one that's at least decent, if not three good pitchers. Pitch on the corner, a strike, 0-2. Does it help to have a dominant pitcher to get you one game without going to the bullpen? Absolutely. Picture perfect situation would be two guys that can give you complete games, get you two wins, but guess what? You still need a third pitcher to get that third win. Here's the 0-2. Ooh, that just missed a little bit low. If it's drill, that's pretty close to take, 0-2. In some cases, and probably even many cases, you need more than just three. You're going to maybe need 3.5 to 4 pitchers. Whereas in softball, you can get away with pretty much one. Pitch is low. Maybe need a second with different rules in different states. 2-2 on Curtis Fitzgerald, sophomore left fielder. Meyer takes his lead. He has a much bigger lead than he did a moment ago. He'll be going on contact. There he goes. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Fitzgerald strikes out. And so now Sabatha has a chance to slam the door on the Cubs and take home the third place trophy back to Sabatha. Sabatha with one run on two big hits. The leadoff triple by Kramer, RBI single by Meyer, and they strand one runner. To the bottom of the eighth, 2-1 Sabatha. This is State Baseball, KMZA 92.1, MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your home could be your largest investment. Auto liability claims could also be costly. Large ticket items deserve special attention, and that's what you get at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They take the time to learn about your home, auto, and other toys, explain coverages available to you, and quote multiple carriers to get you the best value. Plus, you might qualify for technology credits. Call them today, 785-284-7611. That's Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
For custom garages, cheap steel buildings, or large implement storage buildings, talk to the guys at Edelman's on Highway 75 in Sabetha. They'll help you get your building planned and built to your specifications. Call Edelman's in Sabetha today.
The management and employees at Extra Tech in Sabetha cheer on the Sabetha Blue Jays and congratulate them on all their hard work and dedication. Extra Tech is also proud to be a part of the network of manufacturers located in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer Kurt Tillman, Wade Gerstner back with you in Manhattan as the Sabetha Blue Jays, three outs away from taking home third place back to Sabetha. They lead 2-1. Extra innings. We're in the bottom of the eighth. Sabetha, 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors. Humboldt, 1 run, 7 hits, no errors. Ike Tramp did his job. He's in line for the W. He threw 91 pitches, goes 7 innings, scattered 7 hits, 1 run. It was earned. He struck out 9, did not walk a batter. Freshman Colin Montgomery, the fourth pitcher of the state tournament for Sabetha, will try to close it out. He will face the 2, 3, and 4 hitters. Mason Sterling, Colden Cook, and Cole Mathis. Anybody gets on, Logan Page has hit the ball extremely hard 3 times, but nothing to show for it. Harder moves from first to second. Montgomery from second to pitcher, and Tramp goes from pitcher to first base. Good cut at a fastball, fouled straight back off the bat of Mason Sterling, who had an infield single and RBI in the fifth to score the only run for the Cubs. The 0-1. Hit hard, but right at Jayton Meyer, third baseman, over to first. 1 down. Montgomery isn't overpowering. He's a freshman. His job right now, throw strikes, let his defense play. And Meyer backed him up there perfectly. Meyer with the RBI single, which could end up being the game-winning RBI in the top of the eighth after Mitchell Kramer had a leadoff triple. And Meyer starts things off defensively with a fine play over at third. So here is Colden Cook. 1 for 3 with a single. Fastball way outside and low, gets stopped by Mitchell. It didn't really matter, though, because nobody's on base. Montgomery, a right-handed pitcher, he's thrown 25 innings this year. Kicks and fires. And just missed. 2-0. An additional big thanks to Sabetha Community Hospital, ComTS Trucking, Floyd's Truck Repair, Garrett Country Mart, SBS Insurance, Berwick Oil, Lucre Chiropractic, MCR Towing, Shelter Insurance, Becker Repair, and Harlan Chiropractic of Sabetha for sponsoring our Sabetha baseball broadcast, the Sports Boosters. Pop up on the infield. Pitcher Montgomery makes the catch. The freshman for out number 2. Well, Sabetha was 3 outs away from winning earlier today, heading to the bottom of the 7th, led Heston 6-5. Couldn't close the door, slam it shut, gave up 2 runs, which put him in the third place game, and now a chance at closing the door a second time here on this Friday, and they're 1 out away from getting it done. Stepping in is Cole Mathis. Sabetha leads 2-1 in his third place game. Mathis, fly ball right field. Minold, who's been so reliable, camps underneath it, makes the catch, and the Sabetha Blue Jays take home third place at the 3A state tournament here in the Little Apple. Blue Jays able to close the door as they get a great pitching performance from Ike Tramp, and then Colin Montgomery comes in and does his job, retires the Cubs down in order, 1, 2, and 3. He just threw strikes. Cubs hit it, and the Blue Jays made 3 defensive plays. Meyer at third to start the inning, then Montgomery himself making the catch on the pop-up, and then the relatively deep fly ball to right field off the bat of Mathis, but Menold, who has been absolutely nails out and right, catches everything near him, makes the catch for the final out of this high school baseball season for the Sebastopol Blue Jays. Sebastopol was pretty excited to win. And when you see kids excited winning a third-place game, that adds to those people that are proponents of a third-place game saying, see, this is why we do these third-place games. Now, on the flip side, Humboldt will be like, yeah, we just ended our season with two losses and we're not feeling so good about things. But they did have a second chance to get a win to end the year and had a chance to get that taste of losing the semis out of their mouth. So Sabatha certainly would have preferred to be playing in the next game, but to make the most of their opportunity. When you consider that this baseball team started the year 0-5 and 1-6 and finished the year 18-13, went 13-7 in the very difficult Big East League where four teams made it to the state tournament. Consider they only have 11 players on their roster here at state, 12 for most of the year. And consider they only have three seniors. Some people said it's kind of a rebuild year. It's more of a reload year for Sabatha. And Jeff West won the Big East League title, went 18-2. Silver Lake beat Sabatha twice. They made it to state. They were the second place team in the league. Rossville made it to a 1A state tournament. But the only Big East League team to make it past day one of the four teams that made it from the Big East was the Sabatha Blue Jays. And the Blue Jays, with three seniors on this roster, has to be pretty sweet to end the year with the W. Kyler Winger was just solid as a rock all year. Isaac Carter, who pitched very well earlier today. Mitchell Kramer with an unbelievable pitching performance yesterday against Jeff West, a complete game four-hit shutout. Those three seniors certainly will be missed. There's certainly quite a bit of good talent on this team going into next year with everybody else returning. Jaden Meyer had the game-winning hit in the top of the eighth. He'll be back. He's a sophomore. And Gramp is a sophomore. He threw seven innings. Did a great job on the mound tonight. Montgomery, a freshman, is the one that came on and closed it. And he also got Harder. I can check that. Harder's a senior, so he's done. But he did a really good job on the mound this year, too. So they will hand out the medals. We'll come back after this break and give you the postgame show, go through the totals, and wrap it up here from Manhattan on 92.1 KMZA, MSC Sports Radio Network.
When it comes to real estate in Northeast Kansas, it's not just about buying and selling, it's about people. At Rolling Hills Realty, we believe every client deserves a partner who listens, understands, and truly cares. With a deep understanding of the local market and a genuine passion for connecting with folks from all walks of life, we make the process feel less like business and more like a conversation with a trusted friend. Whether you're searching for a new place to call home or ready to move on to your next chapter, we're here to help on your terms at your pace. Visit RollingHillsRealty.com to see the latest listings and find out how Rolling Hills Realty can help you feel right at home.
Toothache got you down? Not looking forward to going to the dentist? At Sabatha Dental, they understand your dilemma. It's not easy to trust your dental care to just anyone. That's why Dr. Betsy Tedman and Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer provide a professional, friendly atmosphere with highly trained staff so that you can feel comfortable knowing you'll get the best care possible and feel comfortable during your visit. Sabatha Dental offers hometown dentistry with a precision touch. Now taking appointments 5 days a week with single and family memberships available. See Dr. Betsy Tedman and Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer at Sabatha Dental.
Confused about health insurance? At Sailor Insurance, we make finding the right coverage simple. Whether you're self-employed, need marketplace coverage, or looking for group plans for your business, we'll guide you every step of the way, finding the best plan at the best price for you. Don't miss out on savings or the coverage you deserve. Call Sailor Insurance today at 785-284-3435. Open enrollment begins November 1st.
Don't live in pain. Simpson Chiropractic in Sabatha combines traditional chiropractic with computerized spinal correction to relieve pain, improve balance, posture, and strengthen the spine. Call Simpson Chiropractic in Sabatha at 284-2205.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And welcome back to Torton Family Stadium one final time here on 92.1 KMZA. As there's just one more game to play, the state championship between Wichita Trinity Academy, runners-up a year ago. They will battle Heston for the title. It's about the Blue Jays finished their successful season 18-13 as they take home third place at this state tournament. Defeated Jeff West, knocked off the one seed 2-0 yesterday. Fell to Heston in the semi 7-6 earlier today. And now they will get their third place medals and trophy. We'll let the PA announcer take over here.
He will present the award to the members of this team. Congratulations, number 9, Colin Montgomery. Congratulations, number 11, Reed Payton. Stop there, number 8, Curtis Fitzgerald. Stop there, number 10, Michael Lang. Sophomore, number 12, Mike Trent. Sophomore, number 23, Jaden Meyer. Junior, number 3, Cole Middle. Junior, number 4, Reed Mitchell. Senior, number 2, Kyle Winger. Senior number 5, Isaac Carter. Then senior number 7, Mitchell Kramer. Now tournament manager Chris Nelson will present the team trophy to the 2025 3A baseball third place team, the Sebastian Blue Jays.
So the Sebatha Blue Jays taking home the third place trophy. They'll pose for pictures now as Mitchell Kramer. Mitchell Kramer, one of the three seniors, hoisting up the third place trophy.
Congratulations to both teams on a great 2020.
And all the players and coaches receiving their third place medals. We mentioned Sebatha started your 0-5, 1-6. But it's not how you start, it's how you finish. They finished 18-13 with 13-7 in the league. And, 7 of their 13 losses came to state tournament teams. And at regional play, they beat two teams in regionals, Nemaw Central and Marysville, who had swept them earlier in the year. But they beat Nemaw Central when it counted the most in the regional semi, 7-4. Beat Marysville in the regional final, 15-5 to punch their ticket to state for the sixth time in 8 years in program history. First season back in 17, state champs in 18 and 19 back-to-back, 20 no season due to COVID, 21, 13, and 8, and then went to state in 22, lost 5-4 to Columbus. 2023, lost to Wichita Collegiate 3-1. Last year, lost the heartbreaker to Hoisington 3-1. But finally got past that first game with the win over the 1-seed Jeff West yesterday in the quarters, 2-0. And then had Heston on the ropes, up 6-0. Heston rallied to win at the bottom of the seventh with 7 unanswered over the course of the next 5 innings. And Sebatha had to deal with that loss for a few hours as they waited for Humboldt Wichita Trinity Academy to play their semifinal game. But it appeared to me they flushed out of their system. They played really good defense. They got great starting pitching. And they got a few timely hits. They did not have a lot of hits in this series. In fact, only 13 hits over the course of 22 innings. And Reed Mitchell had 5 of those 12 hits. But they had a couple of timely hits yesterday to score a run in the fourth, a run in the fifth, and that was enough for Mitchell Kramer. And they won 2-0 against Heston. They took advantage of 5 batters hit by pitches and a walk. And they were able to come up with a couple of key hits, including an RBI two-run double by Jaden Meyer to lead 6-0. And the game here against Humboldt, the third-place contest, once again, not a lot of hits, but they came up with some big ones. Reed Mitchell, RBI triple to score Kyler Winger for the first run in the fifth to take a 1-0 lead. Humboldt tied at 1-1 in the bottom of the fifth. We went to extra innings, top of the eighth. Leadoff triple by Mitchell Kramer. Humboldt draws in the infield. They bring it in, try to gun down the runner at the plate in a 1-1 game. And Jayden Meyer delivers a base hit right up the middle through the drawn-in infield for the RBI single. That clutch hit ends up being the game-winning RBI. And Sabatha won a low-scoring game yesterday 2-0. They won a low-scoring game in the third-place game today 2-1 over Humboldt. Humboldt ends their season at 24-6. It was their eighth state appearance in school history. Best they've done, third in 2009 and 2019. Cole Mathis pitched well. Their starter went 106 pitches, 6 2/3, 4 hits a run, 5 walks, 5 Ks. Brody Gunderman takes the loss. He goes an inning and third in relief, 2 hits and that run. He gave up in the eighth. The key hit, of course, 2 key hits. Kramer, the leadoff triple, and RBI single by Meyer, as we mentioned. So he gets the loss. A senior. 9 seniors are Humboldt that finished their careers here today. Ike Tramp, the sophomore, was fantastic. 7 innings, 7 hits, 1 run, hits earned, no walks, 9 Ks. He gets the win, and Colin Montgomery gets the save. The freshman comes in, threw strikes, at 1, 2, 3, down in order, went to Cubs there in the bottom of the eighth inning. The hitting stars, Reed Mitchell with 2 hits, including RBI triple, Mitchell Kramer with the triple and a run scored, and Jayden Meyer with RBI single. Ike Tramp had an infield single as well, and Isaac Carter had an infield hit on top of that. 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors, 8 left on base for the Blue Jays. Humboldt Cubs, 1 run, 7 hits, no errors. They stranded 6. Tramp is the winner. Montgomery gets the save, and Gunderman takes the loss. And Sabatha ends the year at 18-13. So quite a year, and they were the last team for the Big East League standing, despite starting year 0-5 and 1-6. Only 11 players on the roster in the state tournament, and they battled and battled, and they take home the third place hardware back to Sabatha. They're now all-time 8 wins, 4 losses in state baseball action. 3-0 state champs in 18, 3-0 state champs in 19, and then lost in the first round each of the last 3 years, and then this year they go 2-1 at the 2025 3A state high school baseball tournament. We'll tell you our broadcast schedule here in a moment for the rest of the day, but first, big thank you to our sponsors. They include Sabatha Auto Parts, Simpson Chiropractic, Main Street Auto Supply, C&K Service, Sailor Insurance, Sabatha Dental, Rolling Hills Realty, Extrude Tech, Edelman's Home Center, Scobie Brothers, Coperion, Kansas Insurance, Roy Fry Agent, also Sabatha Community Hospital, ComTS Trucking, Garrett Country Mart, Floyd's Truck Repair, SBS Insurance, Berwick Oil, Lucre Chiropractic, Shelter Insurance, MCR Towing, Becker Repair, and Harlan Chiropractic there in Sabatha. So, our broadcast schedule for the rest of the day. Well, you got Silver Lake Girls going for a state title in softball. They are taking on Frontenac. That'll be coming up. In fact, might be on the air right now over on 96.9 The Pulse. And also, coming up here in a little while on 103.9 KNZA, it's the Valley Falls Dragons going for a state title. They're in the championship against Colgan. And on 93.7 FM KAIR, Care Country, Oskaloosa softball girls going for a state title in Pratt in Class 2-1A. Brandon Tabman with the call of Oski softball, and Jake Spalding with the call for Silver Lake Eagle softball on 96.9 The Pulse, and Justin Fluke with the call on Care for Oskaloosa softball, or excuse me, it's Brandon with Oskaloosa softball and Justin calling the Valley Falls baseball championship against Colgan on 103.9. So we have 3 teams from the area, Oskaloosa softball, Silver Lake softball, and Valley Falls baseball, all going for state titles. I do not know how Riverside ended up doing in their third-place game over in Topeka. They were playing for third, and the Sabatha Blue Jay baseball team takes home third today as they knock off the Humboldt Cubs in extra innings. It goes 8, and Sabatha wins 2-1. Huge thank you to our administrative staff. A big thank you to Kathy back in the office. Big thanks to our sales staff. A big thank you to Seth Paulson, our program director. And a big thank you to all our board operators, including Kurt Kilman, who was our board operator today on 92.1 KMCA. Appreciate Kurt and everybody's help behind the scenes and at the ball games and back at the studio to make all these broadcasts possible. And none of it would be possible without you, the fans that listen on the free MSC radio app or on the radio, or follow along on social media, and it also would be possible without our terrific sponsors as well. So give yourself a pat on the back if you're one of those people. Job well done. Your final score for the final time from Thornton Family Stadium in Manhattan, Kansas. 3A state baseball tournament. The Sabetha Blue Jays take home third place. They go 2-1 in the tournament. They knock off Humboldt in the third place tilt by a final score of 2-1 to finish their season at 18-13. This is Wade Gershner saying good day from the Little Apple.